thank you for dropping by, everybody. Again, this is Dennis Mann with Dennis Mann's Podcast. August 9th is the date, 2017, on a Wednesday. And today we're going to look at the Kent Jacobs case. And I'm going to introduce to you tonight another one of the prime suspects in Kent's disappearance, a guy named Pierre Skurlock. And bad news all the way around this guy. Heavy drugs, lots of crime, living a thug lifestyle. But he, on the day that Kent disappeared, again, March 10th, 2002, and for people new to the Kent's case, I always like to take 15, 20 seconds, just do a real quick recap. Kent was a mentally handicapped man, 42 years old. He had his paycheck money on him. Some local drug addicts found out that he had his money. And we don't think they had to beat him over the head for it. They think they simply just talked him out of his money because they could do that. And they called the drug dealer, a girl named Belinda Hall, who lived maybe three or four blocks away, and said, "Listen, we got Kent here. He just got paid. We got money, and we want to buy some drugs from you." So Belinda, she said, I can't get over there right now because, believe it or not, my mom's at church, and the drugs are in the car. I got to wait till my mom gets home. That's the way these drug addicts operate. So Belinda's mother comes home from church. "Mom, I need to keep car. Give me the keys." The next thing you know, she's up at Donnie Godwin and Charlotte Royal's trailer, and she sees Kent inside the trailer. Well, Belinda Hall's boyfriend at this time was Pierre Skurlock. And we've always heard Pierre did not live in the Colonial Heights neighborhood that Kent did. He was from Red Springs, North Carolina, which is about 30 miles away. It's just south of Hope Mills in Fayetteville. And he had recently just hooked up with Belinda Hall. And the reason why I say that is Pierre did not know Kent from childhood. So he didn't have that lifelong connection. To him, Kent was just a mentally handicapped man that had some money on him, and he could easily be out talked of his money, and they were going to sell drugs and make money. That's all Kent was ever going to be to Pierre Skurlock. So I ended up, remember, this is 2002. I didn't get involved until 2009 with the Jacobs family. By this time, Pierre's lifestyle, he had actually contracted AIDS, and he was literally on his deathbed in Red Springs. I got his address, and I went down and I knocked on his door, and he agreed to talk to me. And I was expecting a very violent, angry man, but when I went in there, there was actually, he was in a bedroom. He had two little boys, and he was laying in a hospital bed in his house, and he had a very quiet demeanor. I don't know if just the realities of life catching up with him, but he wasn't an arrogant person at all. He's very, very soft-spoken. And if you go to my Facebook companion page, to Kristen and Kent, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, and Kent, I'm going to post a couple things up there, a photograph of Pierre Skurlock. I'm going to post a YouTube video of me interviewing Pierre Skurlock. So you'll see what I mean. He's a very soft-spoken person. And then when I left his house, I think it was in 2011, the first thing I do is I go to a cafe or something, get out the laptop, and I take very, very detailed notes, bullet points. And then I would send it to the detectives and the Jacobs family. And I'm going to let you read the bullet point notes I took that day. And the reason why it's important, we're pretty sure that there's about one of 10 people. It's all the same group of drug addicts in Hope Mill. Whatever happened to Kent, it happened within a circle of those 10 people. I'm 99.9% positive. And Pierre Skurlock is in that circle. But if you read those notes that I wrote, it's very interesting to note that I asked Pierre about Charlotte Royal. And he said that Charlotte Royal was a nice girl, but he said that Charlotte Royal came to Pierre's house with Belinda that day. So nobody else had told us that before. Now remember, first Charlotte Royal told the cops that they didn't see Kent that day. And she didn't come clean until Belinda said, "BS, I was in your front yard and I sold you drugs with Kent's money and I saw Kent inside your trailer." And then I got Pierre Skurlock saying that that afternoon they saw Kent with Charlotte Royal at Pierre and Belinda's house. So the problem is these guys are all drug addicts, and they if they tell you today is Sunday, you better believe it's Tuesday. You just can't trust them. So you're getting 80 or 85% BS or 10 to 15% truth, and you kind of have to sift and sort what's what in this case, and that's part of the problem. And the other thing, when you're dealing with this population, nobody has real names. Everybody's got these street names like Big Daddy, Papa Bear, Pooh Daddy. All these names, and you're trying to think who is Pooh Bear? Who is that? His name is John Smith, and that goes on all the time. And it's hard to track down these drug addicts. So anyway, so if you go to Kristen Kent, like I say, I'm gonna list it up there. Now, believe it or not, I just recently tried to see if Pierre Skurlock had passed away. It's been a couple of years now. I assume he had. He was in bad shape when this all went down in 2011, I think it was. But I checked the obituaries and I didn't see anything. But anyway, he's always been one of the suspects. And we had another guy named Kenneth Beasley, who had a really good story to tell. He says that Pierre Skurlock found out that Kent had money on him, and when Kent wasn't looking, he took a shovel and just pounded Kent right over the head with a shovel and cracked his skull. And then that they stole his money and got rid of his body somewhere. And they even the tip came in that he took the shovel and threw it over a bridge. And the Cumberland County Sheriff's Department were really on to that lead. They actually sent a search crew out to that bridge, and they searched the river. They searched the river, and believe it or not, they found many, many shovels. A lot of people throw a lot of garbage into these lakes and streams and everything, but they didn't find anything that they could tie to Kent's case. So it was a good effort by the sheriff's department, but at the end of the day, I think they came up empty on that one, as far as I know. Maybe they got some good intel out of that, and they don't share with the public, so that's possible. So, like I say, if you go to Kristen and Kent, you're going to see the video. And the other one was very interesting. I think I still have a picture. I'll try to do it. If you know the Jacobs family, the matriarch of that family is Martha Jacobs. She's a very, very serious, no joke about it. She's a woman's not kidding. She's a very Christian woman. And even though she's missing her child, she told me one day, she said, "Dennis, I need to go talk to Pierre myself." And that kind of struck me. And when I met Pierre, I said, "Pierre, Mrs. Jacobs would like to talk to you. Would you talk to her?" And he said, "Yeah, I would talk to her. You can bring her here." So I said, "Martha, Pierre said he would talk to you." And so one day, Mrs. Jacobs gets in the car and she drives down to Red Springs with me. We knock on the trailer. It was one of the most surreal moments in my life. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how Mrs. Jacobs was going to react. Because of Pierre's physical condition, they didn't have a stairway into his mobile home. They had a ramp. And I remember we walked up the ramp, knocked on a door, and the nurse, I think it was his mother, but she was acting as the nurse for Pierre because he was very, very ill at the time, opened the door and invited us in. And I sat at the couch, and Mrs. Jacobs walked over to Pierre, and instead of saying, "Did you kill my son? Where is my son?" I don't know, something. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing. And you'll see the photograph. I'm promising you. I think I still have that photograph somewhere. Mrs. Jacob is leaning over the hospital bed where Pierre is laying in there, a very, very sick man, dying from AIDS. And he even told me, he goes, he messed around way too much and it caught up with him. And Mrs. Jacobs began praying over Pierre's body, and she was praying for his salvation. I'm like, whoa, whoa. I said, "I don't know if I could do that. Mrs. Jacobs is a much better person than I am." And Pierre was very respectful towards Mrs. Jacobs. And with that said, Mrs. Jacobs said, "Dennis, come on, it's time to go." And she said goodbye to Pierre. And I'm like, what just happened? And we get in the car and we're driving back up to Hope Mills. And Mrs. Jacob said to me, she said, "Dennis is in God's hands now. This is in God's hands now." And I remember thinking to myself, I can't believe what I just witnessed. I can't believe it. But I saw something very, very powerful that day. So, okay, I got lost in my own thoughts right there. I hadn't really thought of that. that moment until I just started the podcast, but all these memories come back to you, you know? So go to Kristen and Kent. I'm going to try to find that picture of Mrs. Jacobs standing over Pierre Scurlock's bed, praying for him. I know I have that picture somewhere. I hope I can find it for you. And I'm going to post a video of Pierre talking about Belinda, and then I'm going to show you my notes that I sent to the Jacobs family. It's very interesting. For me, somebody who knows a lot about Kent's case, the most interesting thing about those notes is that Pierre told me that Charlotte had driven Kent over to Belinda and Pierre's house that day. Nobody else told us that. So I just think it's more of Charlotte Royal BSing the hell out of everybody. That's what I think is going on. All right. Thank you for stopping by. And we're on iTunes. We're on, if you have an iPhone, there's a purple app that comes with every phone that iPhone sells. It says podcast. You click on that. Just do a search for Dennis Mann's podcast. And it comes right up. And then subscribe. And every time I upload a podcast, your phone automatically archives it right in there. So you can see it anytime you want. Or you can listen to it anytime you want. Take care, everybody.